The Bali bombing and other more recent acts of terrorism in Indonesia are keeping tourists away. Most of Bali's residents have been affected one way or another by the downturn in the country's once thriving tourist industry. Kelly McEvers reports from Bali.
A few travelers still venture to Bali's famed Kuta Beach, the site of last year's bombing. Mostly students from Australia and Japan, they sport T-shirts that say, "Osama, don't surf," in reference to the Islamic fundamentalists thought to be responsible for the attack. Analysts say tourism remains at an all-time low in Bali, with the hotel occupancy rate at about one-quarter what it was this time last year. Immediately following the bombing, the government stepped in to help the poorest of the poor get by with a few food shipments. Beach workers like these women who offer massages say the aid has long since run out.
I must work hard, you know, to get money to eat.
The problems have spread beyond the tourist areas. In fact, they affect most of the island's 3 million residents. Made Gandra is a painter who travels by foot and sells his artwork to foreign and domestic tourists. A member of the island's majority Hindu population, Gandra tries to assure his customers that his people were not responsible for the bombing.
The Balinese people all very sad, very, very sad. I see the people, they do bad thing in Bali to make Bali break. They want to make maybe like between Muslim and Hindu in Bali. They want to make war maybe.
Gandra lives in a traditional Balinese village, some 20 miles inland. His father-in-law, Wayan Kasiran, carves wooden placards, walking sticks, and flutes to sell to tourists. Like most Balinese men in recent decades, Kasiran and Gandran decided against rice farming or government work and instead earn a living making crafts. Before the bombing, we kept a staff, says Kasiran, but now we've had to let them all go, and we borrow money to pay for my grandchildren's schooling. Despite their troubles, the family is considered middle class on Bali. The working class often come from Java, Indonesia's most populous island that hosts the capital city of Jakarta. These workers, most of them Muslims, have been hit the hardest in the tourism slump. Muji Arso is an out-of-work contractor who was taken to driving a motorbike taxi, working odd jobs, and selling off household items to make ends meet. Arso's family occupies two rooms in a low, cement tenement complex they share with some 50 other Javanese workers. Arso says he may soon leave Bali to look for work elsewhere. Observers say that as the economy here stagnates, the disparity between the working-class Javanese and the native Balinese will only get worse, and this will give rise to ethnic tensions. Alex Armienza is a manager at one of Bali's five-star hotels. He is Javanese and the son of an Indonesian diplomat. He says the Balinese are beginning to point fingers at Muslims.
They have to let it out somewhere, somehow. The anger, the frustration. Everybody needs to survive, and of course the Balinese will blame something. And I already can see they will blame the people who come here to Bali.
For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Bali.